it's not a get rich quick scheme. It's building a business from the ground up. And yeah, ultimately, if you want to build a business that's sustainable and going to be able to, you know, generate leads for you without you having to go out there and actually, you know, talk to people, then you need to start investing in it for the long haul. It's not something that next month is going to pay off necessarily, but over time, if you look at almost any of the major property management companies in any market, they have a pretty strong online presence, and they're relying on that to help them with the growth of their business.
Welcome to the Property Management Brainstorm Show with Bob Preston. Bob is the lead consultant and podcast host at Property Management Brainstorm, the consulting and strategic planning company dedicated to the property management industry. This podcast is for property managers and company owners seeking an in-depth look into current trends toward adding doors, growing recurring revenue, and building a high-profit property management business. You'll hear from leading professionals on hot topics, success stories, and strategies for expanding your company and assuring your property portfolios are managed efficiently. Now, here is your host, Bob Preston.
Hello, brainstormers. This is Bob Preston, your host, broadcasting from our studio in Del Mar, California. If you're new here, please subscribe so you get ongoing access to all of our great episodes. And if you like what you hear, man, we would really appreciate a positive review. I want to give a huge shout out to our industry icon sponsors today who are supporting the show: VPM Solutions, Blanket, SureVestor, Upkeep Media, RentScale, APM Help, Second Nature, and Z Inspector. You'll also hear a bit more about today's featured sponsor, VPM Solutions, during a mid-roll break during this episode, and I will put links to all of their great websites in my episode notes. So, what is the first interaction that a new potential client has with your property management company? Well, I'm going to suggest that most of the time it will be through online representation from your business, online presence as it's known. It can be explained as the online representation of a company, including not just the website, but internet-based campaigns, marketplaces, directories, social networks, property listings, chat rooms, and of course, emails. As a guest on the show today, I'm fortunate to have with me Stephen Fox, co-founder and vice president of operations at Upkeep Media, a company dedicated to growing property management companies with advanced online marketing strategies. Stephen and I will explore why an online presence is essential in today's competitive property management landscape. So have a listen. Hey, Stephen, welcome to the Brainstorm. So excited to have you here today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, I always start the show by learning more about my guests. So if that's cool with you, let's go with that. Introduce yourself briefly. We're going to be diving into more about you and your background and company, but if you can just introduce yourself, a little bit about you and your company, Upkeep Media.
For sure. So I'm one of the co-founders at Upkeep Media. Right now, I'm director of operations. And at Upkeep Media, we work exclusively with property management companies to help them grow their business via online marketing. So we've been doing this since 2015. We currently work with around 250 property management companies nationwide, Canada and US. And honestly, we cover pretty much everything when it comes to online marketing for property management companies. We have specific approaches that we've basically figured out over the years that work best when it comes to actually generating leads for property managers. But usually how we'll work is we'll take an in-depth dive at the company that has reached out to us, and from there kind of figure out what the best strategic method would be to help that business grow.
That's fantastic. You know, full disclosure here, I'm a former client. You worked with us at North County Property Group. You guys did a bang up job. So I know the answer to some of the questions I'm going to ask today, right? But for our listeners, I'm going to ask them anyway, so you can kind of explain how you're positioned and things like that. So when you set out to start Upkeep Media, I'm sure you had a choice of markets or verticals, whatever you want to call it. How did you set the property management industry as your focus? How did that happen?
Yeah. So when we first started we were looking for industries that were underserved from an online standpoint. So we had looked into a few different industries. And to be honest, when we first started, we were just cold calling companies and trying to see, you know, which industry would be the most receptive to what we had to offer. And in our first year of business, we ended up working with a number of different industries, but we, at the end of the year, we saw we had a handful of residential property management companies. And we also saw that that was kind of a unique industry compared to most local businesses that wasn't getting the proper marketing attention. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that it's different than most local businesses from a marketing perspective. So after our first year in business, we kind of said, you know what, let's go all in on property management. That way we can learn as much as we possibly can when it comes to this industry and help serve clients in that industry better than anyone else can, because we have so much knowledge when it comes to property management. Wow. So it was a little bit by accident and a little bit calculated, I guess you could say.
I like that. So you mentioned the uniqueness of the property management industry and the market. What makes it so unique and different from other markets you looked at?
Yeah, well, there's actually two things that make it really unique. So the first thing would be, at least from an owner standpoint, if you look at where your owners are physically located, they're not all necessarily in your local market or in the market where their property is located. So for most marketing agencies, when they think of marketing a local business, they're thinking, okay, I only want to market to people that are in that geographic area. Whereas for property management, that's not the case. You'll have a lot of owners that are outside of your state, outside of that city, but you still need to reach them. So the traditional marketing strategies that you would use if you're running like a local marketing campaign aren't going to reach those people. Sure. So that's one thing that definitely makes it challenging. And then the second part is you have two sets of clients, right? You have your tenants and you have your owners. Most marketing agencies, let's say they're running an ad campaign, they're going to set it up. So if someone reaches out, that counts as a lead. That's a conversion.
Right.
As I'm sure you know from running NC Property Group, you have a lot more tenants out there than there are rental owners. And what ends up happening is you'll run, let's say it's advertised, you're running ads. You'll run ads and you'll have tons of tenants that fill out a form, but barely any owners. Most marketing agencies don't really know how to target one or the other. Let's say that they're running ads on Google. They're just going to run general terms like property management, San Diego, for example, or whatever city that might be. But you're going to have a lot of tenants that end up reaching out for, like, if you're doing that. So because of that, you need to get creative with how you're targeting owners, if that's your goal, of course. So that makes it challenging as well from a marketing perspective compared to like most traditional businesses. If you're, you know, a plumber, for example, you're just trying to target people that need a plumber in your local area, right?
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Especially if you're doing some kind of a pay-per-click or some sort of pay per, you know, per visit, because the vast majority of visitors typically to a website, to your point, our tenants, right? They're looking for a place to live and they're looking at your rental page. That's really interesting.
Yep, exactly. I mean, it's still tough to completely eliminate it, but there are a fair amount of things you can do to, let's say, dial it back so that not all of your ad spend is going to be wasted on tenants that are looking for a property to rent. Because as you know, though, you're going to find your tenants through the major listing websites, right? You don't really need to advertise as heavily when it comes to finding tenants.
Very true, true. So, okay. So about 2 years ago, I did a presentation at the NARPUM Broker Owner Conference, and I called it relationship management, right? And I covered a lot of topics about how you engage in relationship management with clients. But in that presentation, I made the suggestion and I kind of put a stake in the ground that, you know, the introduction point for most new client relationships with a property management company typically starts through the company's online presence, right? Whatever that might be. They might see the web ad, they might see the website, they might get an email, something like that. Do you agree with the statement? And what does it say about how critical an online presence is for companies in our industry?
Yeah. Aside from referrals, yeah, generally it's going to be through some sort of online avenue that they find out about your company. And even if it is a referral, let's say they have somebody that says, you know, we've been using XYZ property management company, they're great. that doesn't mean the person's just automatically going to sign up. They're still going to go online and do their own research.
Well, that's what I typically do. If someone tells me about a cool new, you know, company or shop or place that I might want to visit, I wouldn't just go out of the blue call them without checking. I would first go online, right? So even a referral might first go to your website and say, okay, look, these people look like someone I could work with.
Yeah, 100%. So ultimately, your website is the only thing they really have to distinguish, right? Well, or your online presence, I should say, not just your website, because of course, as you know, reviews are really important. How you appear on other avenues online are really important. It just kind of solidifies your brand as a whole. But yeah, definitely. Like even if it's somebody that is a referral, they're still going to go online. If they go online and they see really crummy reviews and your website looks like it was built in the early 2000s, you know, all you have on there is maybe a tenant and owner portal or something like that, it's not going to instill a lot of trust with them, right? So even if, regardless of where they find you, your online presence is crucial for that. But aside from referrals, that's how the majority of people are going to find your business. I mean, I don't know, how about for you when you were running NC Property Group, were a lot of people aside from referrals, like what was your second largest lead source?
It was all online. I think unless we were running pay-per-click or something like that, it was typically organic leads that were coming in. Now we're talking about, to your point, you differentiated between tenant leads and new owner leads, right? Tenant leads, again, to your point, typically came in through Zillow or the listing ads we were running. But for North County Property Group, the leads were pretty much coming, for the most, the best ones were coming through our website.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Organic, because they were there, they got to see, feel, kind of in some ways even touch us. We had a lot of video on the site.
Yep.
And so, you know, these are things that by the time sometimes the lead came in and we got back to them, sometimes incredibly, they were already closed, you know?
Exactly.
And yeah, that's just like, hey, I'm ready to go. And it was like, whoa, okay. And so that often happened, actually.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the organic side of things. Like without a doubt, that's the best source of leads you're going to get, aside from referrals, of course, because you can't beat a referral. Yeah. But when it comes to actually marketing to attract leads, long-term, that's going to be your best source of leads because they've almost been pre-sold before they even reached out. They've already interacted probably with your website. If you have videos on there, they already know who they're going to be dealing with. If you have pricing information on there, they already know what the costs are. So by the time they reach out, in their mind, they've already decided, okay, I'm interested in working with this company. Basically, as long as you don't completely flub the sale, you should be able to close them.
Well, that's assuming that your online messaging is really tight and the person who's looking at your site or your online marketing is convinced that you're the company they want to work with. So this is where it gets really, really critical. I see and talk to a lot of property management companies. I'll go to their website and, you know, when you see spelling errors or bad sentence formation or things that don't make sense or links that are broken, to me, that's always a bad sign. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. So there's something called the lemonade stand principle. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. So let's imagine that it's a really hot day in July. It's 100 degrees outside and you walk out your front door. And you're going down the street and you see lemonade stands everywhere you go. Right. You're trying to decide which one am I going to buy from, right? They're all selling lemonade at the end of the day. Naturally, the one that's going to attract you to purchase from them is usually going to be the one that stands out, right? So it's going to be the one that maybe has the nicest banner, the nicest booth, the, you know, somebody standing outside the booth and welcoming you in type of thing. So if you compare that with property management from the eyes of an owner, they don't know the difference between one property management company or next. So we speak with a lot of companies and they're like, why would they choose you? Because we're the best. But like, how is somebody supposed to know you're the best? There's no way for them to know that if they just had a quick call with you. At the end of the day, most property management companies, from a service standpoint, when you speak with them, they're offering more or less the same service. So for someone to really kind of have that extra push and decide they want to go with, you know, your company over a competitor, you need to stand out versus that competitor. And considering that the only place they really have to go to compare you guys is going to be the internet, it's really important that your basically website, your online presence stands out versus your competition in your market. So it's basically you have to have the nicest lemonade stand in your market.
That's funny. That's a great analogy. And you have to talk to them. You know, one of the things I see a lot of property management companies doing is kind of like, oh, choose us. Here's why. Here's pick us. Right. Here's our fees. Here's this. Here's that. And to your point, that's kind of the same thing that everybody else is doing. So and then it's sort of like, please, please pick us. It seems kind of pathetic in some ways versus, hey, here's who we are. Here's how we're different. Here's why you're going to love us. This makes sense to be partners, right? It's a little bit different of an attitude, even I think on the website.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You got to find a way to differentiate yourself and show that you're as professional as you say you are.
Yeah. So we're kind of talking about, you know, some of the messaging and we talked about the website a lot, but really an effective online presence is what I like to call a marketing mix, right? Mm-hmm. There's various digital media types. Help our listeners understand what that mix might be and what services Upkeep Media offers to maximize the client's online presence.
So you want to be omnipresent, meaning you want to at least have a presence on all of the major avenues online. And what that encompasses is obviously your website. That's super important to make sure you have a good quality site. You need to have a strong online reputation. Generally, when it comes to online reputation, I'd recommend focusing on Google first.
Right.
And if you're now dominating in Google reviews in your market, then maybe start to look at Yelp. But definitely zero in on Google to begin with. You want to have a presence on social media. Now, when it comes to attracting owners using social media, generally not the first point of attack. Tenants, it can work well, as you probably know. But for owners, generally, it's a little bit tougher. And a lot of that comes down to the fact that if you're going to run ads on social media, you have to choose a geographic location where you're going to run those ads.
Right.
And A, it's tough to target investors specifically with most social media platforms. And B, you are going to miss out on any owner that's not physically located in your market. So social media would be somewhere that I would still say at least have a decent looking profile that's set up. You don't need to be on every single social media channel to begin with, but I would focus on Facebook and probably LinkedIn to start with. And the reason why is just think of the demographic of your target audience. Generally, most rental property owners are a little bit older, right? It's not your 20-year-old that's right. Basically looking to hire a property management company. It might be, you know, a professional that's in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and just kind of wants that peace of mind and the work off their plate. And those people are usually going to hang out on something like Facebook or LinkedIn. It's just an older demographic that hangs out there. So those would be kind of the main places to start with your online presence. And then once you have those in place, you want to start to build up your website so that it becomes a really good resource for anyone that is potentially looking to hire you guys. And so you can do things like having lead magnets on your site, which is basically in one form or another, some sort of downloadable guide that you offer up for free. And in exchange, you want to get their contact information. So you're going to ask them for their email, their first name. Right. You can even ask them for their phone number if you'd like, and then have, you know, somebody follow up with them via call. But you want to, over time, expand on your website and really turn it into a resource that's going to get people to actually convert and reach out to the business.
Very, very interesting. So when we came to you at North Kenny Property Group, we were a few years into it, right?
And yep.
We had a decent website and we had some things going for us, but we wanted to take it to another level. And I think the ultimate thing we wanted to achieve is a greater lead flow, right? So we came to you kind of asking for help at a certain point and we sort of, you know, turned that over to you. What's the point when most property management companies typically come to you at Upkeep Media? Is it like us or is it more in the early stages of their company development?
It's a mixed bag, to be honest. That being said, I would say generally most companies have at a minimum 100 doors under management. And the reason for that simply comes down to budget and when you're able to actually allocate a budget towards marketing. Usually we'll recommend, like, it depends, right? Some people will start their company and they have money to invest. But if you're trying to bootstrap your business, then you need to go with more of like, kind of like pounding the pavement, right? Getting out there, getting your name out there, trying to build referral networks with realtors or CPA firms or wherever it might be. But usually it's companies that have at a minimum 100 doors, but we work with companies that some have like 5,000 plus doors type of thing. So we can work with all different sizes. It's just a matter of what market you're in, what your goals are. Is it in line with what we can actually help you achieve?
Sure. Yeah, that's an interesting comment because 100 doors for a lot of companies seems to be like, okay, that's the promised land, right? Once you hit 100 doors, you've reached a set of being able to scale. You've got consistent revenue. You know, you want to continue to grow, but you're going to be around for a while once you hit 100 doors. That's my opinion. That's how I saw it, you know, when I was building my business. So that is an interesting benchmark, you know, that, hey, we're at 100 doors. Now to get to the next level, we need to look for outside help. That's pretty yeah. interesting.
One thing I will say, we work with a fair amount of companies under 100 doors, but that's more so to set them up from a foundational standpoint.
Right.
So that, you know, when they do reach that point where they are able to reinvest in their business, they're already in a good position to do so. If, for example, when you started out, you had a really basic site, there's a good chance that site's not even going to index in Google for anything, or if it does, for very little. And then when you are ready to start investing in your marketing, it's almost as if you're starting from scratch. So what we generally recommend is at least get a good quality site up and indexing in Google so that when you are ready to start investing in your marketing later down the road, once you're big enough, then at least you're in a good position to do so. And it won't take you as long to start to gain some traction as it would if you're basically starting from nothing.
For sure, 100%. And you and I had a lot of conversations about this back in the day. A lot of the people that are developing websites, won't mention any names, but they're developing these beautiful looking websites, but they know nothing really or don't really help anything with the SEO, right? Which is, to your point, you know, you want to rank. You don't want to just have a website. You want to rank. So if people are Googling property management in your area or outside your area, you pop up, right? So that's where you... Yep. You guys come in as you combine both. Now you're doing website development as well, correct?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And not just when people are starting, but what we see all the time as well is when someone is switching to a new website. So they've had an existing website out there and now they're switching to a new website. We see it all the time where they'll go and hire a web dev company. And if you don't understand how to properly transition a website, you're going to lose a ton of traffic. Mm-hmm. And we'll see that happen all the time where it's like, you know, 3 years ago, we were bringing in 3,000 visitors a month. We switched our site and now we're down to like 200 visitors a month. And that's just because the site wasn't transitioned properly. So that's something to be aware of as well. If you're considering switching websites, make sure that it's going to be transferred over properly from an SEO perspective. Otherwise, you can kind of lose all of the work that has benefited you up to that point.
Well, that right there is worth, you know, consulting with Upkeep Media so that if you're making a transition or maybe you're tired of your current website and you want to move to another one, to engage you guys right up front with that, either website development or that transition.
Yeah, exactly. We can help with either one. We don't work solely with websites that we've built. That's something we do, but we're able to work with almost any website. It doesn't, as long as you have a good quality website in place, we're able to help you.
Are your payroll costs too high? Do you have to stress your team out to make a profit? Have you ever said to yourself, I just can't find good people? Are you running a reactionary business instead of a proactive one? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need VPM Solutions. VPM Solutions is an online platform connecting the property management and housing industry with thousands of remote team members from over 100 countries. Need a maintenance coordinator? No problem. Search and select candidates with experience or who have taken the free certification course. Need some help building a job description? No problem. Select one of over 50 job descriptions with recommended DISC assessments and KPIs. VPM is free to source, train, onboard, and pay your remote team. All in one place, all for free. Contact us today at vpmsolutions.com.
Cool. So when you take on a new client, you mentioned in your introduction that you sort of do an initial assessment. What is involved in that process and what are you looking at and how do you determine your recommendations that you take back to the client?
Yep. So Basically, for any company that's interested, actually, we offer what we call a growth marketing session. So that is basically a 30-minute call where we're going to do some preliminary research on your market. We're going to take a look at what your competitors are doing to help bring on new doors. We're going to take a look at where your company is positioned from an online standpoint. And then from there, we'll give you some general recommendations, just what we can see from that quick analysis on things that would help you grow your business over time. Okay. If at that point we see that it's a good fit and we can help you and you're interested in getting help, then from there, we'll do more research. And at that point, we're going to be looking at what are the best strategies in your market based off of what the competition is doing, based off of, you know, how mature your business is. So at that point, we're going to look at basically what is it that's going to really move the needle? Is it a paid ads campaign? Is it email marketing? Do you already, maybe you already rank in Google really well and you want to squeeze more juice out of it? And we can do so by running remarketing ads or launching an email marketing campaign or just anything we can do to re-engage people that have been on your site but didn't reach out and become a lead that first time they interacted with your business. So usually from there, we'll present to you kind of the overall strategy. And then when we start working with the client, that's when we're going to go in and do an in-depth analysis and really kind of like open up the toolbox and look behind your website and see exactly what's going on. In terms of like even the way the site was structured and built.
What's the biggest weakness you see out there? I mean, I know that it's probably hard to generalize, but when you look at property management companies that come your way, what do you think is the biggest weakness that's out there in their online presence? What are they missing?
So I guess the easiest answer would be a lot of people just aren't doing much when it comes to their site. And honestly, a lot of people aren't informed as well. And it makes sense because your job is property management. It's not website development or marketing for property management, right? So what we'll generally see is most companies will have a decent quality site, but they're not doing anything with that site. And that site is not optimized as well for search engines. So it's almost like a business card more than it is a marketing tool. So it's good for...
Right. Instead of a lead generation machine.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not necessarily generating them leads, but it's acting as a business card. So if somebody finds out about your business, they can go on and see, okay, this company at least has a professional website. But that's what we see the most common. Like someone will come to us, they'll have a decent quality website built, but it's just not generating any traffic for them or really bringing in much business for them.
Yeah, I suppose it depends upon what the goals are for the company. I mean, if some companies are getting enough referrals or they're having enough kind of people walking in through the front door, maybe they don't need a lead generation campaign. But for most property management companies, I think the sign of success and the reason that they want a good digital marketing effort is to generate leads and ultimately door growth, right? Do you agree with that?
Another on that, actually, another part, like biggest mistake we see often is a company running ads and thinking like, okay, I turned on these ads and now I should have a ton of leads coming in the next month.
Sure.
Now, I'm sure that you actually probably know this from when you ran ads at NC Property
Group. Right.
But in a lot of markets, Google ads are not that effective. Mm-hmm. And that's really changed a lot since COVID. So in the last 3-4 years. And the reason that we see is because there's been a lot of venture-backed companies that have entered the space and they have massive budgets, right? They have a lot more money than your traditional local property management company. So they don't mind spending $2,000, even $3,000 to acquire a door to manage. Whereas for most local property management companies, spending that type of money, you're going to run into a cash flow issue. Mm-hmm. So it makes the paid ads landscape when it comes to Google ads much more difficult in a lot of markets because those venture-backed companies don't mind spending a lot of money per click.
Right.
They know as long as I get the return on investment, they know, for example, a property is going to be worth, I'm just using a random number here, but let's say $6,000 to my business over time, I have the cash, I'll spend the $2,000, $3,000 to acquire that. It's still, I'm going to double my money over time.
Sure.
But for most local property management companies, that doesn't make sense. So we'll get a lot of companies that come to us and they're like, we've been running ads for the last year and we've picked up like two properties and we've spent 20 grand or whatever it might be. And like, that's, you know, it's unfortunate to see, but it's kind of like a lot of people when it comes to online marketing, they just think, okay, Google ads, but that's not actually that effective for most markets when it comes to property management.
Well, in my experiences, they're not particularly strong leads, right? They can be tenants clicking on it. They can be people who are thinking about investing. I mean, you just don't know what's going to click versus a really targeted organic search where they're clicking on your website and then they decide to leave a lead through whatever lead capture mechanism you have on your site. Way far superior, right?
Oh, 100%. And the people that are coming through organic, usually they're doing research. They're reading through your website. They're trying to find out more info. So as you had said before, by the time they reach out to you, they've already got a pretty good understanding of your business. With paid ads, it's a little bit colder. Usually they're going to click on the ad. Either they're going to be directed to your website or to a landing page, but they're in a quicker mindset. They clicked on the first thing they saw because their mindset is just like, I'm going to reach out to a bunch of companies and I'll speak with them and see which one I like. So yeah, to that point, usually the leads end up a little bit weaker. You know, it still does work really well in some markets. I'm not saying it's impossible for it to work, but long run, we've seen hands down, organic is going to bring you probably like 4 to 5 times the amount of leads of a paid ad campaign for the exact same dollar.
Right. So I guess what you're saying is, what's the better investment, spending $2,000-$3,000 on pay-per-click or taking that same $2,000-$3,000 and investing it in the website or your other online vehicles that are going to bring in more targeted leads, right? That's kind
of and the downside of the organic is it's not instantaneous. So that's why people like paid ads, right? They're like, well, I can start running ads today and by next month I can be generating leads.
Yeah.
Organic takes time. Actually, I don't know for you, but I imagine it probably wasn't in your first year that organic really started to kick in for NC Property Group.
Right. Well, we had some challenges with our ranking in the early days. And, you know, you and I spent a lot of time talking about that. But, you know, as that improved, I mean, I think that's kind of why organic is so important, because over the course of time, we started ranking first page. And that was all because we were constantly tweaking our content, doing new things, trying to drive traffic and keeping people on the site. All these things will help, that will help your organic ranking over time.
Yep. No, 100%. But the reason why people are kind of dissuaded from focusing on organic is A, it takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
And B, it takes time to kick in. It's not instantaneous.
Sure. Sure. So you have a number of case studies on your website. I went and did some research before the podcast today, and most of them pertain to door growth.
Yep. So
you've put these campaigns in place for a lot of your clients. You've helped with their door growth. What has produced the best results, I guess, towards adding doors? And what does that look like? And again, I'm asking you to generalize. Maybe that's an unfair question, but what are you doing? Like for some of these case studies, what's been the most and most effective thing you've implemented for your clients?
Well, it comes down to having like a well-rounded strategy. So we kind of break it down to three phases. So we say phase one, you need to focus on having a professional quality site and a strong online reputation. Once you have that in place, then you want to focus on getting eyes on your business, people actually finding you online. And we recommend going after search engines versus, let's say, social media, which are your two main sources of advertising online. And the reason being is what I was talking about before, where with social media, if you run ads, you have to choose a specific geographic area. So generally where we see the best results is they'll have a good phase one in place, strong online reputation, a really good quality site that's built to convert owners to become a lead. And then we'll drive a lot of traffic to their website via the organic section of Google. And then to really kind of squeeze the most juice out of it as possible, once you have a lot of traffic visiting you online, that's when you want to start to focus on what we call phase three, nurturing your audience.
Okay.
And that consists of running remarketing ads to anyone that's visited your website. Mm-hmm. And that's where social media can start to kick in. By running those remarketing ads in social media, you know you're only targeting people that have visited your website. And what you can also do is just target people that have visited pages specific to owner information on your website. Sure. So that you're not targeting all the tenants that might have visited your website as well. Mm-hmm. And then running email marketing campaigns off the back of that as well. So you have a downloadable guide on your website, and then you're running ads as well to that downloadable guide to get people to subscribe to your email list, and then nurturing them via email as well. So long term, that's where we see people get the best results, because you have a marketing funnel in place. It's not just relying on one avenue. It's relying on basically all different sets of marketing channels to ultimately fill your pipeline with leads.
That's fantastic advice, and really, really smart. And I like what you said about, as more and more people visit your site, you can do, you know, you can kind of track them and get, you know, engage with them further down the road as well. Now this, I guess, seems obvious, but a website should be able to capture leads, right? I see a lot of websites for my particular clients, and you'll go and it'll be, like you said, kind of a postcard or sort of a piece of collateral or a, you know, business card. And, oh, here's our phone number, here's our email, but there's no real way, unless somebody picks up the phone or sends an email, to reach out and contact. So it's kind of an obvious thing, but the leads that come in should also be gathered and build up over time, right? So what's your recommendation there?
In terms of like getting the website to capture leads?
Yeah, to make it easy. Like if I come to your site and I'm interested in your company, it should be easy for me to reach you, right?
And, yeah, definitely. So you want at the most basic level, make sure your website is prominently displayed. We'll see it a lot where like on mobile, you can't even find the phone number for the company.
Yeah.
Or the phone number is like hidden in the footer of the website. So it should be up top in the header right away. If someone wants to call, they know how to call. Obviously your email as well should be prominently displayed, but then you also want to have, kind of like call to actions throughout your website. So stuff that's, as they're reading through your site, is telling them to take the action of reaching out to your company. So a lot of companies will do this by offering up something of free value, in exchange for them reaching out. So you'll see a lot of property management companies that are offering a free rental property analysis in exchange for that person reaching out to their business.
Or it's a good strategy. Or something like that, you know, that.
Yeah, you can go with a free rental owner consultation as well. We've done that in a lot of markets, and it seems to work well, because they're actually signing up to speak with you and to basically get your professional opinion on their situation and giving them feedback, which is just going to help you ultimately close the deal. Because once they've spoken with you and see how much knowledge you have when it comes to managing rental properties, it makes them that much more likely to trust you. But yeah, ultimately you want to make sure, as I said, your phone number and email should be prominently displayed, and have call to actions throughout your website that are making it very clear why they should reach out to you and offering something of value.
My biggest takeaway from today so far has been that there's no silver bullet here, people, right? In building your online presence or your lead generation or growing doors. So, you know, I can imagine there's some people that come to you, they're looking to yield quick hits, and maybe there are certain techniques that might do that initially. But in general, property management companies need to be in it for the long haul, right? To achieve those results.
100%. It's not a get rich quick scheme. It's building a business from the ground up. And yeah, ultimately, if you want to build a business that's sustainable and going to be able to, you know, generate leads for you without you having to go out there and actually, you know, talk to people, then you need to start investing in it for the long haul. It's not something that next month is going to pay off necessarily, but over time, if you look at almost any of the major property management companies in any market, they have a pretty strong online presence, and they're relying on that to help them with the growth of their business.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, this was a super enlightening conversation. We've barely scratched the surface here, right? And there are all kinds of different avenues we could take this conversation. So maybe we'll do another episode someday where we'll dive into, you know, one specific area. I guess the other comment I'd like to make before we start to wrap up today for our listeners is that you can have a great online presence, be generating a lot of leads, get a lot of people interested in your company, thanks to companies like Steven at Upkeep, but you got to respond. You got to be responsive. That's the other thing. The other end of this thing is that I talk to a lot of companies where they're generating all these leads, but they're not acting on them. And that is also a bad thing, right? Because if somebody's made the effort to identify you, to reach out to you, you better be on it pretty darn quickly, right?
Oh, yeah. That's probably one of the biggest pain in the butts is where you start generating leads and it's like, did you call them? They're like, we called them a week later.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to online leads, like you should be reaching out within 20 minutes. It doesn't mean you have to have a sit down call with them, but at least let them know that you've, you know, seen that they've reached out and schedule a time to speak with them. But yeah, ultimately, if you're going to wait a day to reach out to a lead, there's a good chance that that lead has already gone somewhere else. Definitely.
One that I hear is, well, we sent them an email, but never heard back. These kind of things. So,
yeah, you should be following up around 6 times before even thinking that lead is someone that is not hot.
Fantastic. Hey, we could go on like this. I love talking about this kind of stuff. You and I have done it quite frequently, right? Where we kind of dive in and go deep. But in the interest of time, we need to wrap up today. So what are some of your closing thoughts that you can share with our listeners?
So I'd say if you're, as we said before, if you're looking to grow your business, have a long-term mindset, don't be short-sighted, and invest in an avenue that's going to bring you leads that are sustainable. One thing to think of also is if ever you're looking to go and sell your business, it's going to be that much more valuable to a buyer if you're generating leads organically through your website or online, even if it's from paid ads, compared to if your business is growing solely off referrals. Because now the new buyer knows they're going to have leads that are continuing to come in rather than I have this business that has, you know, this many doors, and now I have to go and figure out how I'm going to grow that. So keep that in mind as well. It's adding to the value of your business.
Absolutely. And if someone wants to contact you or Upkeep Media to learn more about the company and your services, what would be the best way to do that?
They can visit our website at upkeepmedia.com/growth, or if they just go to our website at upkeepmedia.com, they'll see a start button. Fill out the form on that page that signs you up for a growth marketing session. Choose a time that works for you. There's going to be a calendar link that shows up. And then a member of our team will reach out and basically walk you through that growth marketing session at the time that you select. You can also always send us an email at info@upkeepmedia.com. And you know, we'd be happy to speak with you.
Thanks so much, Stephen, for being on the show today. I hope to see you in Atlanta, right? For the NARCON National Conference next week, actually in 2 weeks, I guess. So looking forward to seeing you there. And again, thanks for being on the show.
Same here. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. As we wrap up today, I'd like to make a quick plug to our listeners to click on the subscribe button, give us a like, and if you would, please pay it forward with a positive review. Thank you for tuning in to Property Management Brainstorm, where we are always working hard to find new ways to advance the property management industry, and we will catch you next time.